The Department of Social Development's failure to spend their 2022-2023 budget left the door wide open for National Treasury to shift 9.162 billion rand originally meant for the poor and vulnerable through the various social development programs such as substance abuse, funding of shelters, funding of NGOs and social workers, as well as the social security programs through SASSA, in order to bail out failed state-owned public enterprises, namely Transnet, to the tune of 2.937 billion rand and the South African Post Office with 2.4 billion rand. Over 755 million rand was also shifted to the Department of Defence for 1,495 SANDF members in Mozambique, and a further 300 million rand shifted to the Department of Home Affairs for party political funding. The shift of funds was approved by Parliament through the Adjustment Appropriation Act. In other words, the ANC used their 230-seat majority in Parliament to prioritise vanity projects over the poor. This obsession with bailing out failed SOEs has and will continue if the ANC is not stopped in the 2024 national elections. The ANC and those aligned to them do not care for the poor, and the proof is in the multi-billion rand budgets, which they failed to spend only to reappropriate at a later date. It is a slap in the face of South Africans who are suffering under job killing, load shedding and skyrocketing cost of living and food, while children perish in public hospitals due to the slow and agonizing death of malnutrition.